This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Now, usually I don't get intimidated, but I was a little nervous with Daniel Murphy. He's such a great player, and, you know, I was a critical at times, so I figured, hey, we got Josh in studio, maybe soften Murph up a little bit as we have him on to talk about David Wright. Daniel, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Sal, how are you doing? I see you got a ringer in there. Satin. Satin's on the menu today, huh?
Satin's on the menu today. Yeah, and I can't wait to get into your fantasy football exploits. We'll do that, but first, what does it mean to see your buddy, your former teammate, have his number five retire tomorrow?
Oh, man, I was listening and watching like Evan Roberts' podcast, and he went down like the top 15 moments in David's career, and one, to see how long his career spanned here in New York. Like, he touched just these different generations of players. It's Johnny Franco, you know, all the way to, I think he played with Nimmo, if I'm not mistaken, as well. So, like, he's just touched, you know, over a quarter century at the least of the Mets. And I think selfishly, I'm just so happy and grateful to have been a teammate with him, because he made everyone else around him so much better, and he did it selflessly and he did it sincerely, and that's not always the case. And so I just really have been trying to think about the words and how I want to take this in and celebrate David's achievements that are just wildly worth celebrating. And it's really just a lot of gratitude that I was able to be a part of, you know, a couple years of it.
And I felt like with you, Murph, like in my mind, you're more City Field Mets and later career David Wright. But you were here early. You were there in 2008. Even if it were just for 49 games, you burst onto the scene with that bat of yours. You got to know a younger David. Speak to the evolution of what you saw from 2008 when you first came up to where it ended with David Wright in 2015 with you.
Yeah, it started. I mean, I snuck in the back door of that pennant race in 2008. Nick Evans and myself out there falling down in left field. If I may, Sal, like, I still remember the first time I ever got a chance to meet David was in 2007, heading into spring training, but before it. And I believe that, I know it was him and Delgado and Beltran and Willie Randolph. I think they were heading down to Puerto Rico, if I'm not mistaken. And so they had like just this little 2-day mini camp in St. Lucie. And it was the first time I had gotten to be around David. And I had never been to camp before, had just signed in 06. And I'm almost certain they dressed in the big league clubhouse in spring training, and we all came out of the minor league. And so, like, we get on field six, you know, back in the parking lot, and, like, here come these wolves, like Delgado, Beltran, and then there's number five. And so the way he carried himself, I think, with this quiet confidence that you knew how good he was, but he didn't have to tell you how good he was. And then just the freedom at which he played, I always envy David because I'm kind of a tinkerer myself. Like, I'm quite analytical and can just be paralysis by analysis. And David played the game the way I saw it, like a child plays the game. He was just so supremely skilled. And so I really had envy for that. And when I watch my boys play now, I'm like, how you move and you play just like David. Like, I would try to talk to mechanics with David. And he'd be like, I'm just trying to get a good pitch to hit and hit this thing as hard as I can. Come to find out, that was the same thing Ted Williams wanted to do, too, when he asked Roger Hornsby what it takes to be a great hitter. He said, get a good ball to hit. So I probably should have listened a little bit closer to him. But that's, like, my memories of David are someone that at such a young age was able to take over, like, an organization, lead it. And then I don't want to say I forget the productivity, but I go back to Fangraphs and look at his, like, the back of his baseball card. Like, these years he put together in 05, 06, 07, 08 are monster years. Like, monsters. He's running. He's hitting home runs. He's driving people in. I remember David one time talking about his goal for each season was, I want to drive in 100 and score 100. I'm like, man, you want to touch 100. You want to touch home plate 100 times for your teammates. Like, that's awesome. That's a selfless act to me. So, long-winded answer to this thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Praise to my captain.
Murph, don't you think that he is, I think what people don't talk about enough is how good of an athlete he was away from, like, you know, eye hand, like you and I and, like, you know, some of these, like, slow gentlemen, like, you know, we had good eye hand coordination, but David was kind of a freak athlete that most of us didn't have. Like, you know, he was stealing 20, 30 bases and whatnot.
Yeah. Like, David could go, and it's interesting you say that. So I was watching Ken Burns' documentary on baseball, and they got to talking about Honus Wagner, and they said that his legs moved as if in the fashion of a propeller. And I can remember vividly one game, David hit one of those bullets that he hits almost kind of up the middle, but the shortstop dives for it. Like, he thinks he can make a play. But once it gets by him, you realize that ball has been waffled and it's splitting the gap now in left center. So David has a choice to make. You know, am I going to turn this single, you know, into a double? And I remember he came around first base, and we've got the first base dugout at Citi Field. And I remember his leg turning, honestly, like the fashion of propeller. And as soon as I heard that quote, I was like, oh, snap, I got to play with Honus Wagner for a little bit. Like, it can be easy to forget because of how powerful he is, that he would run too. Like David would score from first for you. Oh my goodness, you don't want nobody on first base if you need an RBI and a run scored. Like David will score from first on a double. And to me, like running the bases is what David did in his career. Like he would go and grab a stolen base when he needed to, score from first on a double, score from second on a base hit. And like so yeah, David is he could really move.
Murph, you're a treat here. Listening to you is bringing a smile to my face, but I got to be honest. Ken Burns, Evan Roberts, I mean, we got to get you back in uniform here. You got too much time on your hands watching all this baseball stuff and listening to Evan Roberts' podcast.
They're passing out education on YouTube if we're willing to just put our mitts on it. So that's what I've been doing lately. I love baseball, so I'm kind of a weirdo.
No, but we love you for it. You'll be participating in the Mets alumni game coming September. Where are we at with that?
Unfortunately, I'm not. I ended up committing to an old man home run derby where Michael Kadire is my teammate, and it's been fun to see. I got to watch a bit of the documentary. I haven't finished it yet, but to see Cuddy on there and all the faces from David's past and the teammates. So a long-winded answer to say, no, I'm not going to make it. I wanted to and planned to. It ended up being on the exact day. Saying no to Jay Horowitz is about the hardest thing to do on this planet, but unfortunately, had to.
And that's why I got the nod, Sal. So many people.
Here we go.
So many people have acted out. And then all of a sudden, I get that call from Jay. And, you know, that's
what
we're
at. What a good teammate, Murph.
And we got people helping people.
Yeah, exactly.
People helping people.
What's your favorite moment? You talked about the Evan Roberts podcast. I'll be doing my power up coming up later of David Wright's best moments. What's yours, Murph? You were there for a lot of the great ones, maybe all of them, as a matter of fact. Give me your number one.
All right. So honestly, like the home run in the World Series is an awesome. I go back to him scoring from first against the Nets. Like when we're in their house. So we had just got done sweeping them at home. I think we went took two out of three from the Marlins, and now we're in D.C. And it's like this is the series of a turning point here for the NL East. And when he comes rolling into home, because I think we've got like a three-run lead, and now as I'm talking about it, David used to say as well too about base running is like when you get up on a team, you get aggressive and you try to stomp on them. You know what I mean? Like really force the issue when you get a lead. So we've got like a two-run lead. Boom, plug one in the gap. I think Cespedes hits one in the right center field gap. David comes flying around. You know his back is broken. Like the whole documentary explains like what he went through. We got to see it firsthand, but what he put himself through to get out there at 7 o'clock. And when he slams into home and hits that fist pump, like as a teammate and as someone is just like that, that's our guy. Like that's our captain. And here we are in their house against a division rival. And he just stamped it. Bang. Like here we are. We're coming. We're already here. And so I really felt like it was almost beyond the run scored. It was more like we've got other places that we're planning on getting to. And, you know, this is kind of just a step in that direction. And just I would say the intensity and like almost the how much you knew he cared. It was almost like a release, I think. I don't know if it was for him, but it was for me. It was like a pressure was taken off that we're in this race. But we're all in it together and we've got our captain bet.
You know,
that one is like, yeah.
All the work he put in, that euphoric fist pump, who could ever forget that? Now, Murph, we're talking with Daniel Murphy, Josh Satin in studio, Daniel Murphy on the phone, Sal Licata here on the fan, David Wright having his number five retired tomorrow out at Citi Field. As somebody, Murph, who was often injured yourself, you know, bad luck, whatever you want to say, but you had to deal with a lot of rehabs throughout the course of your career, how impressive was it to watch your captain go through what he did just to come back and be able to contribute, whether it be that 2015 year or, you know, to get back on the field, period, at the end of his career year, just so his daughter could watch him take the field one last time?
Yeah, there's a real internal fortitude to do that because rehab, and Josh has done it as well, too. It's like, it's lonely. Like, support St. Lucie, it ain't the funnest place to be in the middle of the summer when nobody's down there. Like, it's fun to be down there in March when all the Mets fans come down and you're cracking the ball around with some fans, but it takes a real choice to show up every single day and go through the nitty gritty grind of trying to get your body prepared. And honestly, now as I've gone back and looked at and listened to the documentary and got a chance to watch, and I didn't quite realize that David had been out since the end of April, that he had been pushing and working all the way for basically 4 months. That is a choice, sincerely, to come back and lay it on the line to get ready for your teammates and yourself and your city and your organization. And then even it wasn't like we got him back and like, oh, you're healthy. You know what I mean? In terms of he was healthy in terms of his production, but healthy, like you don't really have to do this stuff. He's showing up to the ballpark at 11 o'clock in the morning and try to get ready to post at 7. I think of it like this. Heading to the ballpark is one of the greatest joys in my life. At the same time, when you need to perform at 7, the earlier you get there, the anxiety levels raise just a little bit. Use like a little bit of teaspoon here, little. So he was able to handle the pressure of get my body healthy, lead this ball club, and I'm already here at work at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's not going to end till 10 o'clock at night because that's when the ball game's over. And so to do that over and over again for the next 3 months and lead us into the World Series the way he did, I'm sneaky. Like I just fall in behind the guys that can really play. Like nobody game plans for me, so I'll just let him go game plan for Dave, and then all of a sudden I'd pop up with runners on base and like make some contact and see what I could do. But like David is the guy that you focused on, and he welcomed that and performed better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge,
oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah.
Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Even having that.
Murph, I think people were game planning for you when you left the Mets for sure. But you just said something that I remember when I heard from you the first time. It was like so welcoming when you were talking about the anxiety. This has nothing to do with David, but the anxiety of showing up to the stadium and waking up. And I remember when you said like the kind of not relief, but like after the game is over until you fall asleep, that's like the easiest time of the day because you don't have to perform anymore. Can you like explain what I'm trying to say? Because when you told me that, because I felt that. And when you told me that, when we talked about, you know, this is 10 years ago, when you told me that for the first time and I heard it from someone like you, it was like, oh my God, like they understand you know, it's not just me.
Yeah. Well, I think, I mean, everyone, you know, when we're aiming at something we want, we have a goal, like we're all going to get anxious over it, whether you're, you know, whatever profession you're in. And then when that goal is basically achieved or the game is over, you kind of have this time, like, I'm going to relax. So the last game is over and we don't have to worry about performing until tomorrow. And honestly, it was some of the coolest parts of that would be, that was when we would be able to, like, David and I would hang out, or you'd hang out, and we'd play cards. Like, that was one of the ways we would just hang out to relieve stress. David was always looking to play cards. Like, he played cards before the game. He wanted to play cards after the game. And that was one of his ways he looked to relax. And also, he likes to compete. He's one of the few people I've found that when he's competing, he's relaxed. And, like, I don't always tick that way. Like, he just wants to compete over everything. The crap stresses me out. It just, he does it on the golf course. He does it. It don't matter what it is. He does it on tiddlywinks. He does it on shooting hoops. But at the same time, when we're sitting around just, you know, shooting the crap, talking about the game before, and, you know, suddenly getting ready for the next game after a ball game, playing cards, like, you really get a chance to really feel David's sincerity, like the type of husband he is to Molly and the type of father he is to his children. You spoke to it earlier, Sal, like, he wanted to get on the field so his kid could watch him play. Like that had to be so much for his body to go through. So while at the same time, like, the anxiety level, they're obviously lowered a little bit, you get a chance to, you know, almost get a little bit, you know, I would say, like, more intimate and know the individual more, because we're not as kind of stressed out and working on, like, getting ready for the game. So, yeah, I hope that kind of explains it a little bit.
Yeah, it's great stuff right there. A couple more for you, Murph, and we appreciate your time. We're talking with Daniel Murphy. I had Sandy Alderson on yesterday to talk about David Wright, but I also asked him about you and how he, you know, made the mistake of letting you go after that incredible postseason in 2015. He said that he admitted to you, or not admitted, but he told you that was the biggest regret that he's had as a general manager, letting you walk after that 2015 season. Does that more give you gratification, saying, like, ha, I told you so, or annoy you knowing that you could have been even a longer-term Met and finished your career with one team?
Well, I'll answer it, maybe. This is what I thought. The conversations I've had with Sandy, you know, since going to D.C. and now that, you know, I'm out of the game, I've just really enjoyed him. I think that his humility and willingness to admit, like, I would have liked to have handled this situation differently, which is us, you know, re-signing, you know, myself and my family to come back to New York. Like, I really think of that in terms of, like, I really honestly appreciate it, and somewhat, I wouldn't say envious, but, like, I hope that one day if I'm in a spot like that, I'm willing to have that same humility. At the same time, like, it would have been awesome to stick around with David and Kevin Long, coming off the run we did, but I never take it personally. Like, I don't think it wasn't malicious in nature. Like, I don't think Sandy went out into the open market thinking, you know, how can we replace Murphy? It was more, here's how the market's presenting itself as Rubel Cabrera, Neil Walker, myself, Ben Zolas was available, I believe, that all season. And how the musical chairs shaked out was they felt more comfortable with Azrubel and Neil, and then I ended up in D.C. I think at the same time, to Sandy's credit, he didn't think I was going to keep and catch a heater the way I did in 2016. caught a little bit of fire there, and, you know, the ball club in D.C. played well. So, like, nobody was going to predict that, I don't think. So it would have obviously, like, really been nice to be a Met, to be here for my entire career. I think that what David has been able to do and what he has is unique and something we're just not going to see. I don't like much at all anymore of players being able to wear one jersey for their whole career, as long and as productively as number five did.
Yeah, of course you have that incredible postseason, and they let you go. And again, he admitted the mistake, which is great. But you were second in the MVP voting with the freaking Nationals. You could have been the first Met ever to win the MVP. I mean, we got to move on. But, you know, that one hurt a lot of Mets.
Caught a heater, Sal.
Yeah,
caught a heater.
You caught a heater in October as well.
For 3 years, but you caught a heater. What are you talking about? At the end of the day, it's not a heater anymore. What did it last 3 years?
What about the...
You're a good friend, Sat. You're a good friend. I love you.
All right, what about the fantasy stuff? Josh was talking about that before. You getting set for your fantasy football season? Do you play with David? You're busting Josh's chops here. Go ahead. Give us your fantasy football stuff.
So I reach out to Josh as another fantasy football executive. We're not in any of the same leagues, but we end up talking. It's like American League, National League, talking to each other. Just kind of a couple executives bouncing ideas around. And then now that I have you I'm in a league with David, and I love playing fantasy football with David because as competitive as you think he is, David's not going to lose a trade. Like he will not lose. Full stop. So when you go and I go and, you know, kind of start talks with him and propose him stuff like this, you just like, where do you think I do sincerely try to go in there with stuff that's reasonable. And so he doesn't bat me away, but he'll just do responses sometimes like, who do you think you're talking to? You know, I'm not going to do that. Like, why would you even send that to me? And so, but we end up, David and I end up hooking up on a trade last year. I do love David because he has a really good feel for like, he started a little bit slower last year than he wanted. And so he probably needed to make a trade. I also tried to use Keith Miller as well too, because Keith Miller's in the league as well. So his agent, our agent with Aces. And so like there, he's more competitive with Millsy than he is almost anybody. So he was playing Millsy like I think week four. And he was 0-3, David was. And I was like, smell a little blood in the water right here. And so, well, I was like, he can't really afford to lose another game if you want to pick the postseason. And who wants to lose your kill shot to, like, your biggest rival and Millsy? So I go slide in there. And we end up working out a deal that was really fair. Unfortunately, David ended up with Rashee Rice, who got hurt, which kind of, like, you know, end up kind of tarpooning his season. But negotiating with David is a treat. I really enjoy it. I have to have all my ducks in a row when I go there, else he'll bat me away. Like, you're just, what are you doing? So, yeah. And then Satin and I reach out to him about trade ideas or waiver wire pickups. Or, I have a lot of time on my hands. I do YouTube baseball videos and fantasy and chase these kids around. Like, just...
Like when you send something to David, sometimes I'll get a text from him, a screenshot of what you texted him. And he's like, is Murph serious? And I'm trying to work the angle for you on the other side. Murph. I'm always like, yeah, that seems like a good deal for you, David.
See, Josh recognizes that it takes two of us to take down the Jefe. You know what I mean? So we end up trying to tag team him.
Murph, you're the man. We appreciate your few minutes. Enjoy it out there, whether you're tonight hanging out with the boys or tomorrow out there for David Wright and his retirement ceremony. Look forward to seeing you soon over at SNY. Thanks, Murph.
Oh, cheers, Sal. Thank you. All right, Sat, good talking to you. This is going to be a wonderful weekend. There's no better person on this planet to celebrate than David Wright. I'm humbled to be a part of it.
There you go. Daniel Murphy right there. That was fun. Hey, you guys, man. You get these fantasy leagues, the trash talking, the group chats. That's got to be a
one thing we didn't get into with him is we've been going on this little golf trip and we play pros versus Joes.
Yeah,
we're the Joes because David was better than us at baseball, and so it's me and Murph versus David and Ryan Zimmerman. And
so they're the pros, and
we're
the Joes.
Okay. Yeah, I mean even though Murph was like a great player, and we've never lost to them.
Whoa! Ever. See, that's the thing I'll bring up to David.
Ever.
That'll get in his craw a little bit.
It flusters them for sure, especially because Daniel, like, he gets a little funny and, like, you know.
Murph is the freaking
man,
dude.
Yeah, he's the best. And so it's always he and I, and we always win.
That is all. Hang out with me for one more segment. There's a call on and wants to talk to you. I want to get into a couple of other things with you, so hang out. This beats hanging out with Harv on the golf course. You could do that anytime. You got 2 hours in studio on the fan talking to your former teammates. This is great having you in here.
Yeah, this is the best. And hanging with you, Sal?
Yeah, come on.
How often do I get to do that?
I know. We got to do a football Sunday, actually. You come to New York in the fall at all or no?
I do. I got family. My brother lives here. I come every once in a while.
If you're up in the fall, just text me. Whatever. I want to get you over. You come hang out. We'll watch football Sunday. Bet on the games. I'll order the food.
I'm going to the alumni game, so I'll be there then.
Perfect. I don't know when. So that's a Saturday, the 13th. If you stay in town.
Stay one day and come.
Yeah. 100%. Right,
let's figure it out. If I can do it, let's make it happen.
Awesome. All right, yeah, if you can make it happen, we'll do that. I know you're big into the fantasy and all that stuff. We talked about this off the air. I want to get your take on it on the air because I think a lot of listeners can appreciate it. Speak to the importance of being a professional ball player that is Jewish. I am not familiar with it. Like, usually I don't look at these things or think of these things, but it is a big thing to speak to that.
I think it's just there's not that many of us. And, you know, as any like ethnicity or race or whatever you want to, and you're growing up, you want to do something, you know, try to figure out if there's somebody like you that has done it before. Because if not, it seems a little bit farther of a reach. And if there is somebody, then you kind of, I don't want to say idolize them, but you want to be like them. You know, I didn't grow up super religious, but I, you know, for me, like the Jewish identity was important. And living in LA, you know, we had Sean Green, and Sean Green was my guy. Like I've, you know, been able to build a relationship with him later, you know,
when I started playing it for the Mets, but he was a guy that we always look up to because there was nobody else like him, and he was a great player. He was hitting 30, 40, 50 homers. Seemed like, and he is now that I know him, but like a stand-up guy and someone that like a young Jewish kid could be like, all right, like that's the blueprint. I'll just be like Sean.
And then you got to be that for kids here in New York growing up saying, hey, Josh Shatton or your best friend and or one of your best friends and teammates, Ike Davis, as well. Rich Ackerman came in here during one of the breaks. And I have known Ack for years. And I remember that being a thing for him. He's Jewish, and he would always point out Jewish ball players. For me, it just, like, I never really, I guess, cared about Italian players, whatever. I don't know. But it's important. And, you know, you could speak to how important that was for you to then become a Jewish ball player that's a role model for younger kids.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, Jewish people have been successful in many different things. I would say athletics, the playing of athletics has never really been one of them. And so, you know, in order, you know, to be able to inspire people to live out their dreams in athletics is something that I don't take lightly. And, you know, for me, I always wanted to be a professional athlete and a professional baseball player. And you know, having people to look up to was important.
And you are in the Hall of Fame, you were telling me before.
Yeah, I got voted in the California Jewish Hall of Fame. Boom. I don't think it was a very tough, you know, I don't think it was a very tough get, but I'm in. I brought my grandma. She just passed away last year, but she was 97 at the time when I took her, and it was great.
That's got to be a great thing for your family. I'm sure your grandmother meant the world to have her grandson being inducted into the Hall of Fame out there.
Yeah, for sure. It was fun.
All right, let's get to a call here before we let you go, Josh. John is in Chatham, wants to talk to you. Go ahead, John.
Hey, guys. So let me just start this by saying the last time I called a fan was 1987. Hmm. So I've been with you guys a long time.
We appreciate that
so
very
Josh,
much.
No problem. Gosh, my niece, Gabrielle, is married to your old friend, David Wary.
Yeah. I know David Wary. Yeah.
Okay. So, spring training about, I don't know, 12, 13 years ago, you were real nice to my boys. You took some nice photographs with him, and I just wanted to say thanks.
Yeah,
you were real solid.
I appreciate that. You're in Chatham.
Oh, I'm sorry, I hung up on him.
Oh, you hung up on him?
Yeah. Well, it's very nice. We got to keep it moving here.
Oh, got it. I got you. Yeah. This is my first call, Sal. Come on.
I know, I'm sorry. No, but that's, there you go. A nice story. Look at the people
you
got
to be nice to the people. You know,
was there? I saw a document. Where the hell was this? Was this an article? Was this in the documentary or something? I think it might have been an article I read that David said he always felt bad stopping signing and never said no. And people would be like, "God, come on, dude! You know you can avoid this, whether it's spring training or whatever. Like, we'll take you out back in the golf cart." But he said he was once on the other side of the fence and remembers the one time that he was told no. He didn't say who it was. Hmm. I don't know if you know that. I could ask him about that coming up at one. But is that something that goes through your mind as a big league player anytime you're asked for an autograph?
Like, I do know who it was. I'm not going to say it on the
air. You do know?
Yeah, you can ask him. Right. But, yeah, I mean, look, like, especially me. Like, who the heck wants my autograph these days or then? And if somebody does, you know, it feels good. I do think with David, and I laugh about this because, you know, in New York City, like, David is ultra famous still to this day. Like, you know, everyone recognizes him. There are times in L.A. where, you know, he blends in. And if there's Mets fans, they'll say something. But I do think that he loves making people feel good and, like, you know, making someone's day by signing an autograph or taking a picture. Some people, I would assume, get sick of it. But, you know, I think he truly likes it. I got a really funny story to tell you about that. Two or three years ago, the PGA or U.S. Open was at L.A. Country Club. David's a member at L.A. Country Club. And there was a practice round on a Wednesday. And I have a buddy that he's a big Yankee fan. He lived in New York. He moved to L.A. And through me, David has become friends with him also. And David got tickets to the practice round. I couldn't go, so he invited our buddy. And, you know, the three of us like to, you know, bet on who's going to win major golf tournaments. And we're like, we're not good at it. And I will actually say, like, my buddy's the worst. His picks always stank. Mine aren't great either, and David's are probably better than ours. But regardless, so they're at the practice round, and they're on, like, so in practice rounds, guys aren't really playing. They're just kind of, like, hitting balls and making putts, and Scotty Scheffler is on one of the holes, and David and my friend are pretty close to the green, and My buddy is a very, he's kind of like, you know, he's like a New Yorker. Like, he's loud, he's obnoxious, everything we love about New Yorkers. And he's like, David, we're fading Scotty. Guy is the worst putter of all time. We can't bet on him this week. He stinks. And there's this older man like standing behind David, waiting for my buddy to stop screaming about how bad Scotty is. Mind you, for you non-golf fans, Scotty's the best player in the world. This old man like finishes, taps David on the shoulder and says, David, I just have to introduce myself. I'm like your biggest fan. My name's Scotty Scheffler Sr.
Oh!
And so obviously hilarious situation, right? And, you know, so even Scotty Scheffler Sr., you know, David signing autographs for him, taking photos with him. And this guy had to listen to our other buddy just bash his son, who's the best player in the world. But David even gets from Scotty Scheffler Sr., you know, the love of a fan.
Now, from your perspective, right, hanging out with your boy David, whether it's back when you were playing, now, whatever, and you guys are in a group, whatever, you and him, it could be three of you, and everybody comes up to him. How does that make you feel? Like, hey, I played in the big leagues too. How are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't bother me. I will not take a picture of people with him. Like, I'm not gonna be that guy, right? I'm not taking the
hey,
camera.
You mind taking a picture?
I'm not taking a picture. I'm not taking the camera.
Because David will never let you live that down.
I mean, and also just like I just can't do it. I'm like, so take a selfie with him or do something. Like,
right.
But look, I mean, you know, he's getting his jersey retired for a reason.
Right.
Like, this guy is one of the best players of our generation. Like, this is a topic for another day, but like, I think he should be in the Hall of Fame. He doesn't have the longevity, so he won't be, but like, I'm of the nature of, if you had a 5-7 year span where you were the best player at your position, like, you should be in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
If you were a good player for 20 years, like, great, but you know, anyway, so like, he's in my mind like a borderline Hall of Famer, so it doesn't bother me. It'd be different if it was like, you know, Ike Davis,
right? and he gets recognized,
yeah, which he does. Yeah. I mean, because, you know, but like, it, you know, with David, it's like,
yeah,
you know, it's different.
I asked only because I wanted to get perspective, because, you know, BT and I are trying to bond, and I want to know what he feels like when we go out and everybody's coming up to me being like, hey, Sal, love you, you know, and you know,
I hear that. Yeah. it's got to be tough for him.
just kidding. Josh, it was a pleasure.
This was fun.
What's on the slate the rest of the day for you? Get the party later, so you're going to go chill for a little bit, and then...
Yeah, I see my brother rarely, so I'm going to dinner with him and my sister-in-law, and then, you know, go hang out with the guys and celebrate David.
And then tomorrow you get your schedule, hopefully. I mean, knowing King Cohen, maybe he'll helicopter you over there from the city, but it'd be a nice transportation.
Yeah, we'll see what Cohen's got going. But no, they have a great thing. They spend a lot of time like curating like a schedule for everyone and making this, you know, a really, really special day for David and honestly probably Mets fans in general.
It's going to be huge. I'm going tomorrow. I can't wait for it. I don't know what time I'm going to get there. By the way, we should say, so we started earlier talking about the Hubble thing. Did we bring this up on the air? You and I were talking about it off the air with the Hubble. Why did I ask you?
I don't think we brought it up on the air. Maybe you brought it up. You asked me what it is.
And?
I said, like, an astronaut thing.
Yeah, okay, you knew astronaut thing. You know, like, who the hell is Carl Hubble? I said, you know what? Why don't you text your guy, Murph, who's talking about Ken Burns and Honus Wagner and all that stuff. Why don't you see what Murph says? And he texted back.
Carl.
There you go, yeah, Murph. Me and Murph on the same way.
He might not know what the Hubble spacecraft is, though, also. Not know what that is, but he does know Carl Hubble.
I love him even more. Yeah. I had no idea. All right, Josh, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it, man.
All right.
We'll catch up with you next time you're back. Maybe see you tomorrow. Obviously a different kind of show than what we would normally have. And, you know, during All-Star Week, you can maybe get away with it. It's special because David Wright can have his number 5 retired. So it feels like I've talked to, and almost have, everybody that has anything to do with David Wright except for David Wright. Well, we'll do that in about 20 minutes or so from now. But, you know, Josh is a really good dude. And regardless of how long you play in the big leagues, I mean, he was a big league ball player. And you heard some of the stories. I mean, in case you missed it, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Murph and him chopping it up, having fun. Boy, Murph is just on a different world, man. The way he talks about baseballs and propeller and who the hell knows what was going on. They're referencing Evan Roberts. Hoff, how about that? Where Daniel Murphy comes on, within the first 5 minutes, he's giving an Evan Roberts reference, listening to the podcast, going over David Wright's top moments.
Well, I you know, the way, and I love Daniel Murphy so much, I told him that on and off the air.
Before or after the interview?
Before the
Even after, don't you love him even more afterwards?
Oh, dude, it was unbelievable. But yeah, no, he definitely seems like he's kind of almost the same personality as far as, like, he's the baseball player version of Evan Roberts, like, if that makes sense.
Yes, he's so into being a baseball player and a hitter and can't talk about anything other than hitting or the history of the game, where Evan, as the sports fan that he is, wants to talk about the Mets and the scorebooks and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, they get along together, I bet. I think they'd have a good time together.
That'll be a nice welcome back once Evan comes back from vacation next week. I think, actually, he'll be at the game tomorrow.
He's back tonight. He's landing tonight from Europe. I don't know what time, but he will be at the game tomorrow. We'll certainly have a recap Rico, that's for sure.
I'm sure Murphy is probably going to listen to that as well. All right, so we got a lot to, we've done a lot, we've got a lot more to do as well. We'll get back to your calls here, 888-808-1019, whether you want to call and share your memory with David Wright or get set here for the second part of the season. I hesitate to call it half of the season because, as we said earlier, way back at 10 a.m. to start the show, you know, it's not really the second half of the season. This is now go time here, where it's, you know, basically a third, a little more than a third of the season remaining. Yankees have 66 games to go. The Mets have 65. That's not a lot at all. Both these teams within striking distance, obviously within their own divisions. Both these teams have big time aspirations, trying to get back to and win a World Series. For the Yankees, the first time since 2009. For the Mets, obviously the first time since 1986. So there's a lot there with these two teams and where they were expected to be and where they are and what they need to do now, where we're 2 weeks shy of the trade deadline, to really complement these ball clubs and put the finishing touches on them as they try to make that postseason playoff run. And I do think the division's of high importance. People can minimize it. Nah, just get in, get hot at the right time. I don't believe in that. It's happened. So, of course, a part of you has to believe in that. But more so, I think it's important to win the division, get the rest, and maybe play a lesser caliber team as well moving forward. It makes that playoff run that much more easier. Yankees have obviously had that luxury. The Mets have not. Mets haven't won a division since 2015 when David Wright was with them back then, being the man for that team. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Angel is calling from Jersey City. What's up, Angel?
What up, guys? How you guys doing today? It's a beautiful day out.
Good.
Two things I wanted to touch base on. The first thing is Mr. Hubble was the first thing that came to my mind was the meal ticket.
Hmm. What do you mean the meal ticket?
He was one of the guys that they know that they coined the meal ticket with. He, during the All-Star break, struck out five future Hall of Famers, Lou Gehrig, Babe Ruth. And I forget the other guy's name.
Wow. Right, so you're with me, Carl Hubble. Yeah, I didn't know the nickname, yes, the meal ticket, but I knew Carl Hubble as opposed to the Hubble space whatever thing, telescope.
The Hubble space, that was the second thing that came to mind. Another thing I want to touch on was the guy who said that the movie The Rock,
mm-hmm,
was a 1996 movie. The major's name was not Major Hubble, it was Major Hummel.
Oh, so there we have a little clarification. Thank you, Angel, for clearing that up. I was not familiar with either. I did not see the movie.
It was a great movie with Sean Connery and Nicolas Cage.
Oh, okay. I mean, I like those two. I'm surprised I haven't seen that. Hoff, have you seen that? And thank you for the call, Angel. Have you seen that? I don't even know what the name of the movie was.
Yeah, of course. How did you never saw The Rock?
Is that what it's called, The Rock?
Nicolas Cage and Sean Connery? Yeah.
Never seen that.
It's an amazing movie.
Should I put that on the list?
That's got to be. First of all, Sean Connery, anything with him is amazing, but this is a fantastic film.
Sean Connery, yeah. I mean, I think Bond or The Hunt for Red October, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
What else?
The Rock. That's a good one, dude.
Really?
They're breaking into prison.
They're breaking into prison?
Yes.
I like the Shawshank Redemption where they break out of prison.
Well, that's fun, too, but this is cooler.
Okay. I mean, maybe I'll check it out. I've never heard of it, actually, until this day. Like, the only Rock I think of is, you know, The Rock.
Guess who,
if I ask you The Rock, if somebody hit me with, oh, yeah, The Rock, that's another name for the planet. How do you not know that, you moron? Like, when I think of The Rock, I think of Dwayne Johnson. I mean, when I hear The Rock. Not the movie, not a planet. I mean, nothing. I think of Dwayne Johnson. That's The Rock.
Well, I mean, he is the physical Rock.
No. Forget about that. When somebody says The Rock, the first thing that comes to your mind is what? It's got to be Dwayne Johnson.
It's a toss-up because The Rock is such a good movie.
Peter, when I say The Rock or somebody says The Rock, the first thing that comes to your mind is?
I want to lay the smackdown on your candy ass.
There you go, Peter Schwartz. Dove, when I say The Rock, what do you think of?
Johnson.
What?
Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, okay, Dwayne Johnson. There you go. Even Dove saying that. And I didn't peg you for a wrestling fandom.
I'm not. I know the name.
Man, there you go. The Rock. You say The Rock, it's The Rock, not some movie The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.